listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, and we get to introduce a new segment today. I'm thrilled about introducing a new segment. Actually, not too new to KFUO. Our friends over at the at 1517, the Legacy Project, used to be on the program with Craig in the afternoons, Reformation Rush Hour. They're moving up in the daytime here. It's nice and early for many of them out in California. Joining us by phone today, Dr. Scott Keith with the 1517, the Legacy Project. Scott, welcome to His Time.
Thanks for having me, Andy. I appreciate it.
Great to have you as our guest this morning, learning more about 1517, the Legacy Project, and your involvement, how it all came about, and your work. Now, you serve at Concordia University Irvine, Associate Dean of Students and Adjunct Professor of Theology there, correct?
That's correct, yeah. I work here. I've been at Concordia for 3.5 years. I oversee quite a few things in the Student Affairs Department, and then I teach theology courses as well.
What is 1517, the Legacy Project?
What it is, I think maybe better told by the story of how we came about.
Sure.
So about the same time that I moved back down to Southern California and came to Concordia, several other people had as well. And the thing that we all had in common was we had once been students here at Concordia Irvine under Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. We'd studied apologetics and theology and philosophy, and he was kind enough oftentimes to have us out at his house and just continuing the conversation in and outside of the classroom. And so we had all become friends while we were here. We'd all gone our separate ways. Many of us went on to advanced degrees and teaching careers. And in God's providence or serendipity, we ended up, many of us, coming back to Concordia around the same time and serving on staff and faculty here around the same time. And we all sort of started working for working towards developing different projects, blog sites and podcasts, and all of which were focused on evangelism, apologetics, and faithfully examining ideas of Christ in culture. Dr. Jeff Mallinson and Dr. Daniel Van Voorst had started a podcast called Virtue in the Wasteland, which primarily focuses on left-hand kingdom events and how to be virtuous in the left-hand kingdom. I had started writing for a blog called The Jagged Word, which was headed up by Pastor Paul Koch, who had also been a student of Rod's here at Concordia. And then several of us, as we sort of saw these projects coalescing and that we're doing similar things, began to talk with Rod and Rod's son Ted and a couple other people about if we could have one effort sort of going, if there could be one sort of parent organization that housed all of these different projects. And since we were all pointed at the same thing, evangelism, apologetics, faithful and virtuous living and in dealing with Christ and culture, how can we all work towards these things? And what we ended up coming up with is 1517, the Legacy Project. And what 1517 is it's an organization which is dedicated to being a refuge for those broken by the church. In other words, for those that have maybe at one time in their life been faithful believers and been faithful Christians and had felt themselves no longer welcome in the church, not because they heard the gospel and were rejecting it, but because they were hearing a gospel that was no gospel at all. And so we're dedicated to a gospel that is preached faithfully and consistently and taught faithfully and consistently and that is strong and that rests itself on the saving office of Christ. That we want to be a resource for congregations and for pastors and for parishioners in those congregations, a place where they can go to get a simple answer to some questions, especially of an evangelistic and apologetic nature. And we want to be a place where that thinks about how to faithfully work with the ideas of being a Christian in the world and living not only in God's right-hand kingdom in the church, but also in His left-hand kingdom here in the world. And how do we act virtuously there as well?
What was it, going back to that early group of students, what was it that Dr. Rosenblatt was teaching, or what was it about his teaching that drew in and that shaped, that formed these students with a desire to learn more?
you know, he exudes a graciousness which is almost unequaled. I just came out with a book this past month called "On Being a Dad," and it deals with father as a picture of God's grace. And in the first chapter of that book, I kind of tell the story of what I think it is about Rod that has made it so he's gathered all these men around him and really sent them on to, you know, to live this legacy, the legacy of the gospel, the legacy of the Reformation, and to be passionate about sharing the gospel and about evangelizing and apologetics. He was able to exude to us the freedom that we have in Christ, and he showed it to us daily. It's not only that he taught it in the classroom, it's not only that we heard it from his lips, but we heard it and saw it and felt it in the way that he treated us. He treated us as free people in Christ, and he gave that to us as a gift, as he's been given it in Christ by Christ himself, and passed it on to us. And it, when that happens, when you encounter somebody who's as gracious to you as they can be in this sinful life, what you realize is that the message of the gospel becomes a living message. And for us, from Rod, I'd say that message of the gospel became a living message. He was, in a way, sort of that analogia entis, or that analogy of being, where we could see something that was like what we have in God's grace on account of Christ. Not just like it, certainly not unlike it, but analogous to it.
How did his teaching shape your teaching as a professor of theology today? How does it shape what you do with the blogs and the programs, the podcasts, all of that, you know, all the resources that make up 1517, the Legacy Project?
I think the main way is that he really sees himself as a professor of apologetics, of theology, philosophy, and apologetics. The theology and the philosophy that he teaches equips us to go out and be evangelists and apologists in the world. And so I think we all see our roles, whether in the classroom or outside the classrooms, as evangelists and apologists, reaching the lost. We're not an organization like many blogs out there, podcasts out there, that deal a lot with what's going on inside the church, deal more with what's going on outside the church and how we can bring the message of the gospel to those who need it. Now, we do, we are sort of, I'd say, even vehemently opponents for that same strong gospel inside the church, too. Rod has this podcast, which I think everybody should listen to. It's on our freebie section at 15legacy.com. And it's called The Gospel for Those Broken by the Church. And it's an incredible message of how we often don't realize that the people sitting in the pew need to hear every Sunday that Christ died for them as well, that it needs to be a personal message, that the global message of Christ died for the sins of the world is a wonderful and relieving message, but when I hear that Christ died for me in a personal way, and that forgiveness is showered upon me by the proclamation of the word, that it's a life-changing event every Sunday. Hmm. I receive him in the preaching of the gospel, and I receive him in the sacraments, and that's what those who are broken need, even those who are broken by the church. And so I think it's given us a singular focus to try to reach out to those that are in need of that message, in deep need of that message.
Is there a story of someone that you met, or someone that you encountered, that was, as you, to use the words, broken by the church, that really pushed you to continue to provide these resources, the support that you do in 1517, the Legacy?
I wouldn't say I have a particular person as much as I have sort of a whole family of people. Mm-hmm. I can tell, I mean, I sometimes do a little presentation called Secondary Confirmation. I actually did it out at the St. Louis Seminary Symposium at one of the breakout sessions this last year. And in that little presentation, I tell the story that every single one of my brother, so when I was growing up, I grew up in a little town in California called Palmdale, California, and my mom and her three sisters lived there and were all raising their children at the same time. So I was very close to all of my cousins. We all went to the same church every Sunday morning, and we all went to the same Lutheran grammar school as we were growing up. And my brother and I are the only ones who are still in, quote-unquote, in the church. And when I ask my cousins, and there's five of them, I'd say a couple of whom aren't believers and a couple of whom just aren't in the church, why that is, I get the same response every time, that I just couldn't take the, they don't use the category, but your listeners, I think, will probably be familiar with the category of, I just couldn't take only hearing the law every Sunday. Couldn't take it. Now, they say it by saying, I just couldn't stand the moralizing, or I just couldn't stand being told what to do every Sunday, or being told I wasn't good enough. And of course, you know, the old Adam needs to hear that he'll never be good enough, but that's the one that needs to be redeemed in Christ, too. And so if that message isn't complete, if the gospel is not strong, if the law is only half law and the gospel is only half gospel, people walk away not actually feeling the and receiving the forgiveness that we have on account of Christ.
Hmm. Well, where can we find more about 1517, the Legacy Project, and what will we find on the website?
We're at 1517legacy.com. That's 1517legacy.com. On the site, you'll see a calendar of events on that front page. We have a speakers bureau. We send speakers, most of whom are professors at Concordia University, out to local congregations to give seminars in evangelism and apologetics. Mm-hmm. And we have a scholarship fund that allows us to do that at no cost for congregations that can't afford it. You'll see a link to our shop and our publishing house, New Reformation Publications, and some of the new books that we've put out this year, including my book, Being Dad. And one of the things that you'll see on that site is that we've become an archive for a lot of the books that were published by Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. You'll also see our blog site, and we have a couple of great blogs up there right now, Is Your Worldview a Peaceful One, and The Corpse God. You'll see also a link to the other project sites, including The Jagged Word and Virtue in the Wasteland. Encourage people to go to 1517legacy.com to poke around there and see what you can find. And if you feel like it's worth supporting, maybe hit the button that says donate and stand with us.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for your time this week, and looking forward to sharing more time, learning about 1517, the Legacy Project, and sharing some of the stories from the blog and some of the contributors as well. Thanks for being our guest this morning, Dr. Scott Keith.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.